Ordained women recently announced they will be changing course when it comes to attending all sessions of the semi-annual general conference for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They say they are planning to attend broadcasts of the Saturday general priesthood session at local meeting houses instead of attempting to get into the live session in Salt Lake City. Deborah Jensen, Chair of Communications on the Executive Board of Ordained Women, says they are following the advice of church representatives.
Church spokespeople and representatives of the church have said repeatedly that this is something that should be discussed at the local level. So we are encouraging women and male allies to attend locally.
Jensen says Ordained Women has regional coordinators preparing to facilitate the gatherings. She says they have identified buildings based on demand and have established specific buildings they will be attending. Jensen says the group never intended to cause a commotion.
When we started planning the request to go to the priesthood session in October of 2013, we genuinely thought we would be admitted. We genuinely thought that the church would say, okay, come on in. It was not designed to be a media event, and we never conceived of ourselves as the group that tries to get into priesthood. The priesthood session, but that's kind of what we've become. And so it just makes me laugh when that's what we've been in the news for. And I think, oh, that's so interesting, because it's really a very, very small part of what we do. I think it's newsworthy because it was people putting their bodies physically out there saying, I believe in this, I desire this thing. And it was women doing that, which is unique in a lot of ways.
Ordained Women announced in January that the April 2014 conference would be the last time they would try to gain admission to the General Conference priesthood session at the conference center.
We are at our core faithful members, women of faith, who don't want to be seen as constantly making a media event out of conference, and because our sincere desire is to attend the session as we see ourselves as prospective priesthood holders.
Jensen says the organization was founded in March 2013 by Mormon feminists interested in the question of women receiving the priesthood. However, she says the question is decades old.
It is not doctrine. Church spokespeople have said it's not doctrine. You really can't find it anywhere in the scriptures. The priesthood, since Jesus Christ first ordained disciples, the priesthood has expanded and has moved outward to new populations. This idea that it's doctrine has not been shared by representatives of the church. And we also would look to the ninth article of faith that states very clearly that we believe that God has yet to reveal many things. And we pray that this is one of the many things he has yet to reveal.
The Ordained Woman website has grown to house over 500 profiles since its launch, according to Jensen. Many question why Ordained Women members don't tune into an online broadcast of the session, which is available for anyone to view. Jensen responds,
I can watch it online, I can watch it at home, but there's something about gathering together and hearing that message. If there wasn't, we wouldn't broadcast it to local buildings. We would just say everybody watch it at home or read the messages in the Ensign when it comes out.
Jensen says members of the organization hope this is only the beginning of the women ordination conversation. With Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.